Crowds surrounded Bartimaeus as he sat by the side of the highway, but he was also alone under his cloak. Mark's gospel says he was the son of Timaeus, but his dad isn't in the picture. Bartimaeus is blind, and there is nobody taking care of him. So his cry is, fittingly, one of last resort. He says, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." The crowd tries to silence him, but he just yells louder. Bartimaeus, he doesn't have much social capital to lose. We're told about just one possession he has, a cloak. This cloak is where he would have kept any coins that people would have tossed his way as they walked by him. And strangely, it's that same crowd who does an about-face. They had just tried to silence him, and all of a sudden they say, "Hey, Bartimaeus, take heart, get up. Jesus is calling you." It's a roll of the dice for Bartimaeus, but he throws off his cloak and walks blindly in Jesus' direction. He moves from the sidelines toward the action. For Bartimaeus, coming to Jesus was a very public declaration of not wanting to be alone anymore. There are some of us here who understand how it can be to sit on the sidelines or to feel alone, even if it's just in your mind. In F. Scott Fitzgerald's novel, The Great Gatsby, the narrator, Nick Carraway, he's taking part in the revelry. He's surrounded by the opulence of these Long Island parties of the newly rich. But Nick feels totally alone. He observes, "There is a loneliness that exists only in one's mind." This is a very human experience that has existed long before social media. It's preceded this pandemic and the pandemics that have come before this one. Anyone who has ever stayed at home and poured their energy into raising their children, or who has lived with chronic illness, or who has regularly encountered discrimination because of how God made them. You may know about this feeling for reasons of your own. But I think the exchange between Jesus and Bartimaeus is both miraculous and it's also very human. As Bartimaeus, as he stood there without his cloak, in the middle of a crowd, Jesus simply turned to him and said, "What do you want me to do for you?" I don't think we should stop here just admiring what happened between Jesus and Bartimaeus, because Jesus is asking us, "What do you want me to do for you?" So many of us, like the rich man from Mark's gospel from 2 weeks ago, we halt before Jesus. We hold on to our cloaks. And this is for fair and good reason. We want to be prepared. We want assurance of our financial future. And we definitely don't want to be at the whims of some unpredictable crowd. It takes enormous courage to loosen our grip on our intellectual and material comforts. And it takes courage to obey God when God calls us. Bartimaeus was healed in more ways than one. Part of his healing, which was his eyesight, as we learn, this was physiological. And part of his healing was spiritual. He gained a new perspective. And maybe it's not our job to delineate between the two. To be healthy is to be whole. Those words come from the same place, health and wholeness. To be part of something bigger than ourselves. In a couple minutes here, Mary Kins is going to come up onto the pulpit and share part of her story about how being immersed in the St. Paul's community has shaped her life. This community is not just sitting by the roadside. St. Paul's is moving. We're building up our ministries, and there is so much to look forward to. Mark's gospel tells us that Bartimaeus' faith made him well. And so he followed Jesus to Jerusalem, to the cross. Bartimaeus joined the movement, and he was no longer alone. Job also was healed by God through the gift of community. He was given more children, daughters, we're told. God's blessing Job with more children would never take away Job's suffering, or definitely did not replace the children who he lost. But it did ensure that Job would never suffer for the wrong reasons. He would never suffer alone anymore. So Bartimaeus joins this crowd, this imperfect crowd that first tried to get in his way and then helped him in his healing. And we never find out if he went back to get that cloak. But I kind of think that's beside the point. The Holy Spirit spoke through that crowd to Bartimaeus. And she speaks through the church today, saying to us, take heart, get up, Jesus is calling you.